Hey, y'all, it's Maggie. If you're a fan of this show, then you know that I've dedicated my life to covering cases where people have been unfairly accused, charged, and convicted for crimes they did not commit. And this next case I'm about to tell you about is one like I've never heard before. In 1998, two men were separately charged for the death of a police officer, even though neither of them matched the single shooter's description. And then they were placed at the scene by two minors whose accounts of the events differed and who faced intimidation by investigators. And then, after these men were cleared of charges, the state drummed up new evidence against one of them from a woman he'd never met who was paid for her testimony, and none of this was disclosed to the jury. This is the case with 25-year-old DeForest Johnson, who at this very moment sits on death row in an Alabama prison, charged with a crime his alibis say he could not have committed. On my new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly, I've teamed up with Payne Lindsay, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, Up and Vanished. Every Wednesday, we're covering missing persons, unsolved murders, and wrongful convictions. Because if the wrong person's in prison, then that case is not solved. Every week, a new case. Every week, a fresh look at the details, evidence, and theories. We've recently looked into DeForest Johnson's case, and I have to tell you, it is one that truly shakes me to my core, and I've seen a lot. Here's Payne with a sneak peek.
In the morning hours of July 19th, 1995, the streets of Birmingham are still. At the Crown Sterling Suites Hotel, night manager Barry Rushikoff makes his rounds, unaware of the night's coming chaos. Inside, a security guard steps away from his post, leaving behind a warm coffee and a lit cigarette. Signs of a routine night. Two gunshots cut through the silence. Barry rushes outside, his heart pounding. In the dim alley behind the hotel, he spots a figure on the ground. Blood pools beneath the man, and Barry recognizes him. It's the hotel's security guard, William Bill Hardy, a 23-year veteran of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Hardy is barely clinging to life. Paramedics arrive and rush him to the hospital, their sirens fading into the night. As the city begins to stir, the pieces of a grim puzzle emerge. Witnesses report shadowy figures, speeding cars, and arguing voices in the dark. The questions are immediate. Why did Hardy leave his post? And who would attack a police officer?
This entire episode of Up and Vanish Weekly is available now, and you can listen for free wherever you get your podcasts. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app and follow the show. It would mean the world to me. Thanks, y'all.
Prohibition is synonymous with speakeasies, jazz, flappers, and of course, failure. I'm Ed Helms, and on season 3 of my podcast, Snafu, there's a story I couldn't wait to tell you. It's about an unlikely duo in the 1920s who tried to warn the public that Prohibition was going to backfire so badly, it just might leave thousands dead from poison. Listen and subscribe to Snafu on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband cheated on me with two women. He wants to stay together because he has cancer. Should I stay?
Okay, Sam, that has to be the craziest story in OK Storytime podcast history.
Well, John, that's because it's dump of week. And this user writes, last week we had an attempted break-in. I asked my husband, who was supposed to be at his mom's, to come over and change the locks, but his mom told me he wasn't with her. And it took me less than an hour to find the first two women he was cheating on me
with. Did
she
leave him?
Well, to find out how this story ends, follow the OK Storytime podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? I'm AJ Andrews, pro softball player, sports analyst, and the first woman to win a Rawlings Gold Glove. On my new podcast, Dropping Diamonds, we dive headfirst into the world of softball by sharing powerful stories, insights, and conversations that inspire and empower. It's time to drop bombs and diamonds. Dropping Diamonds with AJ Andrews is an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Athletes Unlimited Softball League and Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment. Listen to Dropping Diamonds with AJ Andrews on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Novartis, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports Network.